number of this episode, man, and the title of the show is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm Mr. Button all the way to the top. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, and it is Fans on Patrol time. What's up with you, Tiff?
I'm super excited to be here. I actually, you know, we had to skip a week, and I was fucking sick, and life is just... But now, everything's great. Triple threes.
Triple threes, man. Episode 333. And so... We got a pretty good show this week, man. Believe it or not, like the news is semi-hot. We got some Marvel news, and we got some end-of-the-world Chris Pratt news, but that's going to lead to something else. It'll be another interesting conversation about that. We'll let you know when we get there. Also, man, because we're doing a Buddy Cop TV show on Disney+, we're doing the game Are You My Buddy, Man? So it's just trivia questions. Tiff developed five, I developed five, and we're going to give them to each other and see who wins, man. Indeed. Okay. And that's going to be the show this week, man. So I think we're hitting and firing on all of the cylinders. And so with that, Tiff, are you ready to roll?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. And we are back. Time for a little social media. Arr, Tifflebot.
All right. So our main hub is fansofpatrol.com. We got stuff there for you. Social media is at fansofpatrol on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Please subscribe to our YouTube, where Montego puts out some good content for you guys, although it might be hard to find, as I've heard. And then, of course, listen to us on any platform. I mean, you're listening to us right now, so enjoy it.
Yeah. Also, man. You know, the t-shirt shop is back up, man. We just waiting for some more designs.
Listen, we'll have more designs. It's just that I am a garbage person. And the thing is that, full disclosure, a lot of stuff happens in the, you know, a lot of magic happens when off screen. So I had designed all these fucking shirts already.
Yeah.
To a different specification.
Yeah.
For a different website, but the shirts sucked dick. So, excuse me. The shirts were bad. So we changed them, or we changed the site, and I just haven't, but this site has different specifications, and life has been, I feel like I've been in, like, inside of a washing machine.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, you know, that's cool, Tiff. Well, the shirts are on there and they're different. I was able to tweak the design. Mm-hmm. And so they look better than ever. And I bought shirts from TeePublic before. I literally went to that website and tried to search Fans of Patrol and nothing came up. So there's a link on our website. It's right there. It takes you right there. I don't know why it's difficult for it to come up, but if you just go to our website and do that. And man, I got some of those. I ordered every shirt from the other website, right?
Yeah, I know you did.
I ordered two shirts that they were supposed to be double X's.
Yeah.
They felt like a tube top. They were so small. Like I had big breasts, and that's the only thing I wanted to hide was, you know, I wanted my stomach showing, and I wanted.
Fuck me, that's hilarious. It was, I'm sorry. I know.
Terrible. It was terrible.
Like shirt come like then don't, and then I wonder, like, how small is the small?
Oh my God, the double X
for a baby. It would be for a child.
It was terrible.
A dog's t-shirt.
I have never seen a double X. It was the red double X. It was so tiny. I was like, what the hell is this? Anyway, so that's gone. So let's roll, man. So check out those t-shirts, man. I'm about to, this time I'm only going to order like one and see what the size look like. I ain't ordering a bunch like before. So in the news, Tifflebot, we have some news. So, you know, Marvel is like moving everything, heaven and earth. And they have some movies coming out. But it's funny, Tiff, they have more stuff coming out on Disney Plus than they have coming to the theaters, you know, because they had made that switch and stuff like that. Now, I know that Black Widow is coming to both the theaters and Disney Plus, and so is Shang-Chi, which we never really talked about the trailer. We should hit that one day, at least talk about it, probably with the second trailer.
Yes, but go on.
Yes. And so with this, they decided that one of the things, you know, we've seen Secret Invasion, we've seen this, we've seen that, so they had plenty of stuff coming out. But they said Marvels, and they really didn't, you know, provide any, how should I say, context with that. You know, we assumed it was something associated with Captain Marvel, the character, and it is. And so we have a breakdown of what it's going to be about. And so I kind of like what I'm hearing. So it's supposed to be Carol Danvers, of course, and also Captain Marvel joined by Monica Rambeau, who was also Captain Marvel in the comic books, but I think she's called Spectrum or something now. And, you know, if you watch WandaVision, you kind of seen her origin stories of how her powers came into be. Mm-hmm. And also Kamala playing Miss Marvel is supposed to be in this, the actress from the Disney Plus show when that show comes out. So suddenly to me, this thing got a lot more interesting because I think that, you know, yeah, Captain Marvel is like the way they're doing it in a Marvel universe. She's pretty much like the most powerful of this character, you know, in the whole Marvel universe. And so that might be boring.
You know, right,
with her having the ability to do just about anything she wants to do anywhere in the universe. So bringing these other two characters in, you know, especially with the emotional tie that Monica Rambeau had, you know, with her as a child, and they alluded to her having an issue with her, like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that bitch, you know, when when they brought her up. I think this is an interesting way to go, Tiffabot. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, and I think we all have been kind of, I think we weren't expecting poor quality or bad things from Disney Plus or from Disney generally in this atmosphere. But like some of the content that they have created or characters that they have kind of even made a little bit stronger in some ways, like the Monica Rambeau character, like I think that this sounds fucking great. And even given what minimally we know about it, because what I have already seen them do with these properties is so fucking exciting. And I gotta say, Loki, cannot wait.
Yeah, they even had Tom Hiddleston come out talking about his character this week, you know. And I was, you know, I'm like, there you go, Tiff, you know.
I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
like, this is the same vibe. We just don't know that much. I think, like, it would be, like, much more, like, all of the characters. So like including Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit more exciting because right now it's kind of all theoretical. We don't really know how those characters are going to interact with each other.
Yeah. So. Well, if it's anything like the comic book, you know, Miss Marvel, she literally picked out her whole everything because she was a fangirl of Captain Marvel, you know, the original Miss Marvel. And so it might have some hero worship. You might have some, you know, I can't stand that bitch no more, you know, type of stuff, you know. And so, pretty interesting. And plus, I hope that the whole adventure is not in outer space. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to see stuff more in universe, you know, because it can get pretty out there with some of the Marvel stuff, you know, especially with Captain Marvel, because it's all about Kree and Skrulls and all kind of stuff. So
you love Skrulls.
Yeah, because they can mess stuff up, man.
It's just weird like that. Like I knew about Skrulls before this podcast, but very, 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 very vaguely because there's a Skrull in Runaways. But it's weird for me to think that like I just know that about you. I don't even remember what I was gonna fucking say before that. Just fucking take it all out. Just fucking, it's a wash.
So, you know, so I just thought it was very interesting because there was so little, and I've seen some comments that, you know, some people don't really want to see other Marvels in the Captain Marvel thing, but I'm why not? You know, why not?
Well, but this isn't like they're putting them in. Well, they are, but like, oh, I remember what I was gonna say. First of all, first point, it doesn't matter because, like, this is kind of a separate entity from, like, her story alone, right? So, like, we cannot be too concerned about that, folks. Just settle down. But the other thing is that isn't it weird to think that there are some people who are paid by this company, obviously, to keep track of... So, like, when you make a movie or a show... There are like, there's something, I don't know what it's called, and people who are in the business would know, something like the Bible. They call it like the Bible, where like, if you are writing, like for instance, a new episode of like NCIS, mm-hmm. Well, there's so much that has happened in NCIS that like, there's like a quote unquote Bible that they use to like keep track to make sure that you're not going off character.
Keep track of the canon and things right. Like that. Yeah, yeah.
So there are people who have worked for the MCU whose job it is just to make sure that, and these people are doing, first of all, a fantastic job, but they might live and die doing that. Isn't that crazy to think that, that your whole job would be to be like, well, actually,
yeah, I'll be the actually
season 2, episode 1. Yeah, you'd be perfect at this.
I'll be Smith from accounting. They got a, they got a promotion. No, I'm like, actually,
season 2, episode 1 of, Loki, he ate a mayonnaise sandwich. Now you're saying he doesn't like mayonnaise. Right. Like that kind of shit.
And actually, they ought to bring the Hulk, Incredible Hulk movie that they keep, that they left off of Disney Plus that had Edward Norton in it. It's one of my
God. This is like
favorites.
The bane of your fucking existence.
It is, because it's a great movie and they got it, you know, just because you changed the actor, you're trying to act like it don't exist. It was a great movie. Screw y'all. It's a great movie. You know.
Oh, my God.
And they brought General Thunderbolt Ross from that movie. You know, they brought him out of there. You know,
yeah.
That's where his introduction is. Betty Ross. Where is my fine Liv Tyler? I love that woman. Bring her on for Betty Ross, man. You know? They had Natasha running around.
I'm just fucking Jesus Christ. You know what? This isn't... How did we get here?
I don't know. Let's get back on track. Here we go.
Jesus Christ.
You know, this is going to lead to something else for me. So... Chris Pratt has this movie coming out on Prime Video.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Tomorrow War. It looks like War of the Worlds, but the people are fighting back. They're walking around like silly-ass militia people cosplaying and like army stuff, you know, like those people do. And there's a lot of special effects. This trailer is like 15 seconds long, and they're basically showing the world getting blown up in buildings and people walking around with guns and military stands, and it's Chris Pratt's movie. We're fighting against the aliens and stuff. And I'm like, not interested in this at all from this trailer. You know, I'm just like, you know, who cares? But
oh my God.
What I am interested in is that, so I don't know if you've been paying attention, Tiffelbot, but you know,
I haven't.
The existence of real life, honest to God, aliens have like came out seriously, you know, all over the news.
Oh, you mean like the amoebas that live in the water?
No, amoebas, goddamn spacecrafts. It's been all over national news, man. You know,
I'm not looking this up.
Oh yeah, the government has released it. It's like, it's no longer, you people are high because it's been so many. They've showed these things literally in the water, taken off out of the water and straight into the sky, and they've had F-18 jets taking pictures of these things. They've been all over the place, and they fly at incredible speeds. They're totally unidentified flying objects. Nobody has taken credit for it. It outruns anything, and there's been nothing in this planet that can go underwater and, you know, breach the atmosphere at the same time. So they're literally saying, okay, it's aliens. We you know, it's over with. You know, we can't hide this shit no more. And so it's just been having me think, like, damn, all this shit is going on. And here's the scary part. They've been able to jam radar and deactivate nuclear weapons. They've been close to, like, nuclear weapons, like, arsenals, and have deactivated the weapons and stuff like that. And so it's just like, okay, is this going to be hostile? You know, we worried about, you know, fighting in this country about, you know, Trump supporters and QAnon and liberals and everything. And, you know, here goes some aliens. So I saw this Chris Pratt shit and I was like, what's about to happen? You know,
you think that this movie is going to anger the aliens?
No, I don't think it's going to anger the aliens, but it's just like, you know, if aliens come to this planet, you know, is it going to be a friendly thing like, you know, Close Encounters, or is it going to be like this shit here? But literally, I mean, I am not bullshitting. If y'all haven't been paying attention to the news,
oh my God, please help.
I am no conspiracist, man. I never even believed in this shit until this stuff is cut. They can't even deny it no more. It's kind of awesome, but scary at the same time.
I'm going to look it up.
Please do.
Listen, if anyone were to tell me something that I would believe, it would be you.
I'm telling you, it's been on all the regular news channels.
And I honestly, the thing is, I believe in aliens.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I just don't believe that they visited Earth I will look at the news article. But the thing is that what I mean is that, like, given the infinity of space or whatever, well, it's not infinite, but like we are but one galaxy, mm-hmm. and we know other galaxies exist. I mean, like, we can see them on the Hubble telescope pictures,
mm-hmm.
right? We're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
People honestly think that there's not another planet in all of those galaxies that has life on it.
Mm-hmm.
That seems ridiculous to me.
You'd have to be crazy.
So, therefore, I'm not doubting the existence of aliens. I'm going to look it up.
You should. You don't have to look far. It's everywhere. I'll send you 17 articles right now. It's been everywhere.
I am forced to ask how we got here.
Because we, because they gave us this shitty,
it is bad.
This shitty, trailer with Chris Pratt. Here, I'm sending you this article from the New Yorker right now while we're talking. So,
oh Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, I'm not playing with you.
we have, here's the thing about Chris Pratt. He is a douche. He looks great in this movie. He looks a little tired. I've noticed that about him lately. He's looking a little tired.
Maybe he's supposed to look tired.
Maybe. Here's the message, everyone.
There's one of your articles right there.
How the Pentagon. Oh my God. Okay. I will look at that later. No, but this. You're right. This movie. It looks like something that he shouldn't be in. Not because he's so great by any means. He's not. But he's definitely like considered a high caliber paid actor.
Well, Hollywood. It's been COVID. Nobody's been working, you know, so why not?
I know, but this looks like fucking straight to DVD trash.
It kind of does. It kind of
does. Right? It has that vibe. It has like a look.
It does.
It doesn't look very good. It doesn't, I mean, not like the CGI, it doesn't look good.
The buildings blowing up and stuff look pretty good, but
yeah, but other than that, there has like this weird quality to it where I'm like, was this filmed on a fucking cell phone?
No, it's probably filmed during the pandemic and stuff, and they, you know, were trying to get stuff out. You can tell some of these things we've been watching that's been filmed during the pandemic because the crowds are so minimal, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's like literally 50 people there and they got them all crowded together, you know.
But stay 6 feet apart.
Right.
It's a very loose crowd. It's loose.
Yeah, check out that alien shit. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm alien weirdo, and it's just been. I mean, it's been on NBC, CBS, CNN. It's been everywhere. I'm telling you,
are now an alien weirdo.
Yeah, no.
You have just done this to yourself on a podcast.
Well, you know, I look at this stuff with Chris Pratt. I'm like, is this the way we're gonna go? Is it gonna be like this?
I mean, it might be.
I tell you,
I would say,
hey, here's the way we're gonna go. It'll be just like They Live. That's what would happen on this planet. We'll have other people effing each other over just to make some money from the aliens and stuff. That's what would happen.
Yeah. Like 100%.
Yeah. That's our
alien
story.
That's probably what already is happening. Oh my God.
Boom, 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 boom.
They Live.
Boom, boom,
Jesus
boom,
Christ.
Boom. Yeah. Anyway, man. That's it for our news, man.
Yes. As scattered and strange as it may seem.
Hey, look. I like having some frank conversations about things happening in the world as it relates to nerd culture, man. Anyway.
Goodbye for now.
Yeah, we will be right
back. People of Earth.
We're going to take a break. Bye.
What do I even ask?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to lose dramatically because yours is like... brain head tinglers, and mine is like,
it is not
trying to be a little friendly.
They're not.
Anyway,
I tried to be friendly. These are literally, when I tell you, these are the only five questions I could think of.
Well, let's
go. It took me like 45 minutes.
Well, let's go. Well, let's go and experience my defeat together. We are back.
Okay.
It's time for the game. So we basically come up with five questions. Neither one of us has discussed this ahead of time. And it's all about buddy action, man. Buddy action. So they're not multiple choice because we created these questions ourselves. So I think that we might find one person's might be excruciatingly hard and another one might be a little easier friendly so the person could like grab onto the little nugget and chew on it.
I told you these are the only, I could only think of five questions. I literally could not think of a single another question. I can't.
Okay.
This is as good as I could get it.
Well, there you go. So I guess ladies being first, I'll ask you the question first and you can answer and then we bounce off each other. So man, in buddy action, notice I didn't say buddy cop, but buddy action, name, this is so easy. This is the icebreaker. Name at least two names of the members of the Fast and the Furious crew. Not the actors, the names.
Oh my God.
This is pretty easy.
you would think But I have not seen these movies that much, and I pretty much flush those turds out once I leave. I don't want to retain any information about them. Dom for sure, right? I know that one.
That's his short name, but I'll allow it. It's Dominic. Dominic Toretto is the first guy.
Yeah. Oh, you want first and last names? No. That ain't fucking happening.
No. Just the name. So you okay, said Dom, Dominic. So we'll allow it.
I said Dom.
Yeah.
But I was going to say Dominic, but like okay. You fucking shit all over me before I had a chance.
Toretto.
Anyway. And.
One more. Just one out of the whole crew. Just one.
My going God. Down in flames. Is one of them named Ben?
No.
Oh my God.
So.
Oh. That's it. Hold on.
There we go.
Let me try one more time.
There we go.
Dom and...
Oh, no.
I have no idea. I cannot name a single other one.
You were probably thinking of Brian, which would have been the Paul Walker character.
Brian.
Or you could have did. You could have did Hobbs.
Another generic white boy name. Brian. Was it Greg?
Well, no.
Was it Steven?
We had... You had Letty, the girl. I mean, so there's so many people we could have.
No, fucking. I don't know that. I don't know any of their names.
So strike one for Tiffle Bot.
Name me another one.
What was it? Tosh? Tosh was that was the Ludacris character.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Fuck you. All right. So since we were bragging about how easy every fucking thing was.
All right. Here we go.
What is the name of the memory erasing device in Men in Black?
The flashy thing. But they had a, you mean the name? Because that's what he was saying. I won't be a flashy thing. Damn. Good question.
The real name.
The only thing I can think of is the flashy thing. What is it?
No. It's the neuralizer.
Neuralizer. God damn it.
Yeah. I knew as soon as you heard it, you would know it.
It's the neuralizer.
But see, that's not a bad question.
No, that was a great question.
Go ahead and ask me your next easy question. Lob me a softball, Montego.
Wow. I should have got
all 17 characters of fucking Fast and Furious.
I should have got neuralizer. Damn it. Okay. So this Guy Ritchie film is an action spy buddy movie. It stars Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer. What is the name of the movie?
Oh, God. The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, shit, you got it.
Oh, my God. Listen, I have never seen that movie.
It's really good.
But you like it a lot, and you've always told me to watch it.
It's really, really good. Oh, wow.
That's the only reason I know what it is.
Look at you. 1 point.
I'm very proud.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay. Hooch. Of Turner and Hooch.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask me what kind of dog he is. I'll kill you.
Nope. Does he live?
Absolutely not. He dies so sadly. He dies. Are you talking about Turner or Hooch? Hooch dies at the end, y'all. Spoilers. Correct. It is so sad.
Spoiler alert. It's very sad.
It's so sad. You know, one movie that ever made me cry in my lifetime as an adult. I was in college like, Hooch! Hooch! Y'all ain't have to do that shit.
learned to love.
When Tom Hanks was sitting there like, it's okay, buddy. It's okay. It's going to be okay. I was like,
it hurts. I hurt myself.
Oh, no. Not the doggy. No.
I hurt myself by asking this question. Ooh, okay, 1 point for you.
It was hard. It was hard. That was hard. It was hard.
It's tough.
Oh, shit. Okay. Love Turner Hooch. I haven't watched it in years though because I just can't get over.
Here's the thing. Sometimes a movie is fun to watch or good, but then you're like, not again.
I can't take it.
It's not really a feel good movie. No. It's not a feel good movie. It's a feel bad movie.
Even when he got the baby kids and stuff, you're still like, but it ain't.
Yeah, fuck him. Bring the dog back.
And the little puppy is like, he says the same line. This is not your room. Little dog looking at him. Anyway, so. In the original Lethal Weapon, Murtaugh and Riggs are outgunned and outwitted by drug dealers. What is the main antagonist character's name and who plays the role?
I don't even know if I've seen this movie.
Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
We did it on the show. How dare you?
Listen, I am sure that in my lifetime.
Damn.
I have seen it. But I remember nothing. I remember more about this movie based on the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia skit where they fucking recreate it.
Oh, wow.
Than I do about the actual movie itself. So I have no idea. Is it? I don't know. Tell me. Is it Al? No. Don't know. Danny DeVito?
No. It's Mr.
Listen, I really.
The character's name is Mr. Joshua, played by Gary Busey. Oh.
Listen, you could have given me a million years.
He wouldn't have got that shit.
To guess who I thought played the evil person in Lethal Weapon, and I would never have said Gary Busey. That is how far removed I am from whatever is happening here. Oh. Like, I never would have said Gary Busey.
Never would have said Gary Busey.
Holy shit.
Mr. Joshua.
Mr.
Joshua was his name.
Okay. Oh, my God. So, fuck you and your question.
Oh, shit. Okay, Tiffelbot, I'm ready for my next question.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yes, I am.
I would want you to tell me how one of the victims dies in Hot Fuzz. Any one of them.
Hot Fuzz. Oh. Oh, Hot Fuzz.
Yes.
Oh, whilst doing this, whilst doing that. Oh, the worst one in the whole movie is when the reporter is hanging out below the church and he knocks the thing, the steeple over, and it just jams him on the top of the head, and he has a video game head. It's terrible.
Yeah, it looks like Pyramid Head. Yeah, that is my favorite.
Terrible. Ooh, but that was a good question because I was really like sweating, like, oh shit, I don't remember.
Yeah, but, I was like, will he remember? But I was kind of thinking you might remember that one because it's kind of
that was the one that was terrible. So, that guy didn't deserve that shit, man.
No, but everyone who's gonna say something, so two points for you.
2 points. Okay. Here we go, Tiffelbot. Here we go. What is the title of the movie? Buddy Action, starring Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell, and Terry Hatcher.
Tango and Cash.
Oh, you got it.
I haven't seen Tango and Cash.
Oh, shit, I wasn't sure.
He wears a stupid hat. So I have 2 points. Are we tied?
Yeah, who wears a stupid hat?
Doesn't he wear a stupid hat in that movie?
No.
Kurt Russell?
Nope. He walks around with his beautiful locks.
I'm pretty sure he does. He's looking. His locks, which are still there.
Yeah. He ain't going nowhere.
He's a gray lion.
Yeah, he is.
Anyway. So here's my, you know how you got all fucking bent out of shape about all the questions I was going to ask you? Here's one for you.
Okay.
Fucking name all the fucking people in goddamn Fast and Fuck You. How many Rush Hour movies have there been? You piece of shit. How many Rush Hour movies have there been?
2, 3. Yeah, I think only 3. Yeah.
That's correct. 3. See? Yeah. Oh, how hard that was for you. Name every character in Rush Hour. That's what I fucking should have said to you, son.
Do I even remember their names? I don't think I do.
You don't fucking remember the two characters. But, name some characters. You know I don't watch Fast and the Furious. You know I don't watch that shit.
Yeah, but out of all those characters, holy Jesus, at least just two.
Can you name it? No.
All right. I'm ready for my question. Oh, that was my question.
Last one. Wasn't there? You should have one more, right?
One more, yeah. For you, yeah.
So, yes, and then I will have one more.
This 1996 film starred Lawrence Fishburne, Selma Hayek, and Stephen Baldwin. What is the title?
Oh my God. Listen, I was 11.
Oh God.
In 1996.
I'm sorry, Tiffelbot. I didn't think about it like that. You're absolutely right. Yeah, my fault.
Larry Fishburne. Selma Hayek.
Yep.
And who?
Stephen Baldwin is actually the other. So it's Lawrence Fishburne's. Stephen Baldwin and Selma Hayek. So it's really Baldwin.
I don't know. I have no idea what this is.
Name of the movie is Fled.
What?
It's kind of like a take on they were criminals with what's the name of that movie? The old movie where they got the. They're chained up together on handcuffs. They escape prison. It's kind of like
yes. Sidney Poitier is in the movie.
Yes, Sidney Poitier is in the movie. Yeah, and it's the same thing, but in modern times. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
All right. So I got one
Shame
more.
Shame on you. I got one more for you.
All right.
And this one you might not be able to get, but we did watch this movie for the show.
Oh, shit.
A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You might not even remember that we watched it. What does R.I.P.D. stand for?
Oh. Oh, that was that Ryan Reynolds movie, right?
Yeah. Yes, remember?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jeff Bridges.
Right. They were the ghost people.
Yes. So it's part of this should be sort of obvious to you.
So it's police department, R.I.P.D. Was it rest in peace? rest in police department? I don't know. Shit. I don't even know. What is it?
It's rest in peace department. I mean, I see that you're saying police department, but it is rest in peace department.
Yeah. I did not know that. I didn't know what it was.
Anyway, you win.
I know. It's been so a long time.
And the thing is it's very rude because you guys, before we got on, he chewed my ass up about how I made my questions too hard.
My questions wasn't hard.
Fuck. Listen, ask the three of you who are listening every week to get to us on Facebook or Twitter. But I fucking beg of you, one of you fuckers, get on Twitter and tell me that I am not wrong, that his questions sucked ass and mine were easy.
You said the three of them that listened to us.
Anyone. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is I have to assume it's like just my mom, your mom. Because I can't get anyone to say anything to me on Twitter.
Because of interaction. Yeah, according to the interaction, nobody listens to us. That's for sure.
According to the interaction, just talking to each other.
The people in our podcast community.
Anyone who feels obligated.
Right. Shoot. You live in
I'm just kidding. I bet there's people out there right now who are listening to this and they're like, well, I'm not going to fucking do that.
But. I know.
But good for you.
Right. Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. Well, I mean, I make jokes because that's what I do. And I appreciate everyone who listens, regardless of whether you say or do anything for us. So.
Well, a little interaction wouldn't hurt, though. That's all I got to say.
Hey, if you want to come on my Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and say something, let me know that I shouldn't feel so sad about myself. That would be great.
Yeah. Put a comment on one of them videos that's put out every once in a while.
But, just a lot. Here's, you know, the thing about it is, not to go off on a tangent, and we cut this out, I don't give a shit, is that, like, sometimes I'll be on YouTube and I will like the content that I'm seeing, but I realize that I'm not signed in to YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can't even like it. And it's fuck off.
Yeah.
A like should be... like just meaningless. It shouldn't. I mean, not meaningless in the way that like.
Y'all want to track.
It doesn't count towards your video.
Every person who like has in to the be way a part that, like, of your system.
Anyone who gets on there can like something.
Yeah. It's not though. It's a pain in the ass.
I know. It's all a scam.
Right. So, man, we're gonna take our final break and we're gonna come back with our review discussion synopsis. Well, not a synopsis. Review discussion summary of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. We'll be right back.
All right.
All right, man. We have returned. It's all good. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, 2021, TV-14, really?
Yeah. Action. Oh, you mean you think it should be older?
I think a little bit more, yeah. Action, okay, adventure, drama, sci-fi. Following the events of the Avenger Endgame, Sam Wilson / the Falcon and Bucky Barnes / the Winter Soldier team up in a global adventure that tests their abilities and their patience. I hate that synopsis, but anyway, that's what they got. Starring pretty much Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stain, Wyatt Russell, who's the kid of Kirk Russell and Goldie Hawn, Erin Kellyman.
You know what? I see that now, but he is very ugly.
I don't think so. After I said that, I was like, oh, I see both of the parents now. I see them in his face. And I'm not going to get in the rest of the people, but we did have Emily Van Camp, who Sharon Carter, and what was the other person name who? Don Cheadle had a quick little role in the first one.
Oh yeah,
and
very
also
small.
George St. Pierre, who's an MMA fighter or something like that. He was in the second Captain America movie.
Sure.
So this thing starts out, Tiff, very different from, you know. Well, first of all, it's time for, we got to do, you know, I'm all over the place. Tiff, one word. What you got?
You know, I didn't think about my one word, so
I
apologize.
I'll take over, give you a moment to speak. I mean, to think about
ahead.
It.
Go ahead. You do it.
My one word is really stupendous, man. I enjoyed every moment of this thing. There, for me, there wasn't a down moment. And, you know, I love the social justice commentary that happens late, you know, throughout this thing, you know, about the treatment of certain people, you know, my ancestors in this country and in the army. And I just think it was really, really well done. So saying that, what is your one word?
Yeah, the thing I was struggling with was that, like, I'm just going to say excellent. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking of like saying, oh, good is boring, right? And yeah. I wanted to think of something that, like, you know.
Yeah.
That was like, but it's excellent. It's just, that's just the word for it. It
made you feel like you was back in the movies watching an Avenger movie.
You fed this more than anything that has been released during the pandemic or whatever that was supposed to be.
Movies.
Of a time before.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
This feels the most like something that I could have, yeah, like I could have seen in a movie theater and been really happy about.
Oh, man. Right. Without a doubt. So let's hit some spoilers. Thing starts with action that's over the top, Tiff. And what I was afraid of was like, I hope they ain't doing this shit for the first one to get you hooked in, and then you don't see no more stuff this good, no more in the rest of it. But that wasn't true. That flight sequence with Sam trying to catch up, and then we brought back the Leaper, you know, the play by the same, you know, the same actor from the films, you know, with that cat and mouse in the caverns and the curves and stuff like that. Terrible. Yeah. I was just like, oh, I was melting. I was like, oh, God. It's so good. And so, you know, that's a great introduction. And then we have the total opposite story. We got, which I thought really worked really well, and I'm interested in your opinion, was on the opposite side of the spectrum was the Winter Soldier, who was basically in therapy, had to do it, trying to make amends. His life was completely different, you know.
Yeah.
Come, you know, from Sam. Sam was having a ball, being the Falcon, you know. And this cat was just, you know, he was in a living hell. What did you think?
Sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
Always sitting on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if that was just like, he's lived so long that like nothing really, he's like, whatever. You know, he's I'll sleep on the fucking floor.
You know what I think it was for him? You know, it's that same syndrome when soldiers come back from the field, soldiers who serve like in combat.
Yeah.
They can't, you know, sleeping on the ground is more comfortable, even though they might have only did it for like 6 months or something like that, you know. And so he hasn't had that time to unwind because while he would come out, be de-thawed to be the Winter Soldier, go out and kill people, you know, and come back and be frozen. So he never had that time to deal with all his PS, you know, what is it? Post-traumatic PTSD. Stress. Yeah, you know, so he's still kind of fresh from combat because he was in World War II. Next thing you know, he doing missions and getting refroze. So he never had that. So I think that's why he was so messed up like he was. I mean, you know what I mean? And I love the doctor. I love this damn doctor.
I do too. I do like the thing. The whole thing is really well done. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes when you watch therapy on television, if you've ever been to therapy, you're like, this is no. Mm-hmm. But this one is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Which she's just doing, she uses like some techniques like that he doesn't like it when she writes in the book.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like that's what she uses to get him to talk to her and stuff like that. Anyway, I thought that was all really well done.
Yeah. He's like, then, you're going to the book again. You're doing that.
Oh, the book. Yeah. I really like Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Highly likable.
So the other thing I will say about this movie, excuse me, is that when he's working, when the Falcon is working with, he's working with the Air Force.
Yes.
And he has a little buddy, Torres.
Yeah. Who's actually in the comics becomes a superhero, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so when Sam when they're in Tunisia, he's like, hey, have you heard there's this terrorist group or what, which later they don't want them to, you know, there's a whole thing that happens, but there's a group, we'll say, that's like trying to make life better for people who have like suffered during the blip, right? Yeah. Like they were in camps and they're separated and some people's parents have died and blah, blah, blah.
The Flag Smashers, which in the comic correct. Books was just one character. He was a super villain, but go ahead.
So Torres is like, hey, have you heard about these people? And he kind of has like his phone and you use it to like, to kind of this app type thing to like scan and you can see like where they've been.
That was
like,
interesting how to roll that together.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. But it makes sense for the, cause like they have advanced tech and stuff like that in this universe. But like, now here's my thing about this part, right? Mm-hmm. They played that guy, Torres, so good. Like, so, I mean, so as like a, I'm Mr. Johnny Nice.
Yeah.
That like, I was like, this guy is going to turn.
Oh, you thought
that's what I thought.
You thought they were making him too endearing, huh?
Right. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, oh, why? He's showing him this to get some fucking trap. But that spoilers, we already hit our spoilers. That does not happen.
Yeah. And I thought about that for a minute until like maybe the second episode. And I was like, nah, he's not a part of it.
Right.
Because. Right. You know, by the second episode, Sam gives up the shield. That was bullshit. I love how Bucky confronted him about it. And by the end of the show, you know, we had our new Captain America. And it led to
what do you think about that suit? I mean, I know we're going to get there.
Well, first of all, the suit was very reminiscent, if you think about it, of the very first Captain America. Not the first Avenger, but the Avengers cap. It looked a lot like it, like the material with all shiny and stuff. But it was a take off of the U.S. agent whom he becomes, you know, later on at pretty much the last episode. So it was actually go ahead.
No, I didn't hate it. I like the suit. And I know this is such a petty complaint, mm-hmm. But the part, the neck and head part, it just made him look like a tampon or something. I was like, what is that?
He looked a lot better when he took the helmet off. That's for sure.
Yes. Yeah. So I was like, it's weird.
And let me say this. I get it. Because I really, really, regardless of what people say, I loved Lamar. And I loved John Walker before he became Butt Walker. When he started getting butt hurt about everything. You know, that's what I was calling him. That's what I was calling him on my YouTube videos. I was calling him Butt Walker, man. I mean, because, you know, you could see the frustration and his, you know, turning into a butthole over time, you know. But when, like, I love when he showed up at the police station belling him out, he like, I'm kind of the government, you know, let these guys out. I was like, I kind of like Captain Walker, but I knew he did, but then the butt walker stuff started, you know.
Right, but like, I kind of see, like, you can kind of, they make him kind of, and that's what good stuff does. They make him kind of he's not necessarily a villain per se. He's kind of like a mid villain, right? Like he's half and half. They make a good argument for his turn.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you kind of like have some sympathy for him. He is a butt, but like you do have some sympathy for him in some aspects because he's, you know, no one really respects him as Captain America. He wasn't asked. He was assigned. He's doing a soldier's duty. His friend dies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well.
And so, like, he's not a superhuman.
Right, which in the comic book was completely different because in the comic book, he started as an enhanced person. He was way stronger than the original Captain America. You know, they had they were doing the fighty-fighty, punchy-punchy thing. And so he came on like as a powerhouse. So that was something he had an advantage over, and the power broker story and all that stuff. So a lot of this stuff was like straight out of the comic books, but they made it very much different because it had happened at different times, because the power broker story was originally against Steve Rogers and not Sam Wilson. And so then they introduced Isaiah Bradley's story in there, which I thought was effing perfect. I mean, really had you thinking about what you were looking at here. Because, this we kind of always knew that this whole story was him becoming Captain America. How does a black man in this country, you know, become Captain America when most black people feel like this country hates them? And so I think they did a fantastic job at addressing a lot of that, because Isaiah wasn't having it. He got used and abused and was like, F that job. And I was like, I don't blame you, Isaiah. I don't blame you, man. Goodness gracious. They treat you wrong, man. They did you so wrong.
Yeah.
But so many Easter eggs, to, you know, because his grandson, Isaiah's grandson, that kept having all the attitude, but he wasn't a dick. You know, he's actually supposed to be the Patriot in the Marvel Universe, you know, part of the Young Avengers. And, you know, they've pretty much introduced every Young Avengers so far.
Oh.
You know, except for Kate Bishop, who's going to be in the Hawkeye show. You know, they did Wanda and Vision's kids, Cassie, Ant-Man's daughter. She's in there. And so, you know, to me, that was really smooth. So then we got these flag smashers. And I think what this show really did good, which I'm going to disagree with the entire universe, because there was so much shit written about this show saying the Falcon and the Winter Soldier suffers from not having a clear villain. F you, dude. You know what? This is the way it is. Everybody's a villain, and then everybody thinks there's a good guy, because
right.
Carly was the bad guy, but was she? You know? Because yeah. She had some valid points, but they made her do stuff like blowing up innocent people, because she was willing to inflict violence on people, you know, just to make a point or to see an end to the mean. But so are governments. Governments do that shit every day. So
right. So like, I mean, like, what that popular saying is, what the difference between a terrorist and a hero is who wins, right?
Right.
So like, if we had lived in a world in which the flag smashers became the power,
they would be patriots.
They would be the good guys. So I think in that way, it's very honest telling, because like, and there is like some gray area to this kind of stuff, because like they said, even Sam is like, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with what you're doing. I just disagree with how you're doing it.
Now, Tiff, I thought that was great character, not development, but just great character on Sam, because I love how they went back to Captain America to the Winter Soldier and reminded us all that, yeah, this dude was a therapist. You know, that's what he was doing when Captain America met him, you know. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that was his greatest superpower, even though the flying was dope, you know. You know, but I'm going to tell you, my favorite character in this thing was Baron Zemo. Holy
oh
shit.
Oh my God, I was going to say, I love Zemo. Like, you fucking really love him. He's so good in
he
this
is
fucking
so
show.
Good.
He, give him his own show, God damn it.
I love when he's like, anytime there's a fashion forward black man, they try to characterize him as a pimp. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, right.
he said only in America would somebody consider a fashion-forward black man of him.
Right. And I love when he's like, your titi.
Because they're in Eastern Europe somewhere, right?
I love so. When he say, your titi would be very proud. I mean, he just keeps saying shit that get under Sam's skin. But that is right. Like when he says, talk about Marvin Gaye, and he's like, he's out of line, but he's right. You know?
Yeah, he's like, he's right, but I don't like him.
Right, exactly. Zemo was, I mean, this dude put his foot into that character, Tiff, and he just,
oh my God.
He blew it
he's
away.
Just, he's just going to do that head tilt thing and confuse you.
And he does it. And he sees his hand tilted.
Oh, it's so good. It's all so good.
So
it's almost like he's so good that when the Dora Milaje come, you're like, oh,
oh no. We love them too, but we love Zemo.
You're like, I am on the Dora Milaje side, but
I kind of like Zemo now.
Zemo.
When he went into that nightclub, you know, there was an internet thing. They literally taped this dude. I guess they shot this for an hour. Uh-huh. With him actually in the club, being him, jamming, and they released it. I watched it. I didn't watch the full hour, but I was like, damn, this dude stuck to character the whole time. It was so good. So, like you said, when Wakanda shows up, you're kind of like, oh, no.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God. Because you know that they're right. I mean, he did kill
the
king.
And how about when he was, you know, in that looking for the power broker, the CERM? You know, and he turns into Zemo when he puts on the hat, Tiff. When he puts on the mask and starts just killing people. And it was like, wow. So let me ask you a question, Tiff.
Yes.
When did you realize Karen was the power broker?
So, you know, I didn't. You know when she gets in the car?
Mm-hmm.
After they had the shootout, and she's like, we've got a problem.
Oh, really? I thought.
No, I didn't realize it then.
I thought she was working for the power broker, but pretty much the second to the last episode, even on my videos, I was like, oh, I think Sharon a power broker. But there's other things going on that were saying that Sharon's the power broker, but they think she's a Skrull. Yeah. Because it's so out of her character and stuff like that, you know, so we think. So anyway, man, you know, so all along we got this struggle happening with this Flash Smashers. And then our boy, you know, his best buddy, and I was heartbroken when Lamar got killed because I really like Lamar. But Lamar ain't had no business out there playing around with them enhanced people. Sam at least had some wings. Everybody else was super soldiers. Lamar, get your ass out of here. You about to get effed up here. And he did, you know. Carly hit him, you know, deliberately, purposely, as hard as she could, killed him. And then he kills the dude on national TV. He's no longer Captain America. And to me, shit like that, Tiff, was the gold of this show, that it was so integral and so many things going on. And it wasn't just, we're going to ride with Bucky and Cap, and they're going to take talk jokes, and we're going to be happy just to be in their conversation. It wasn't like that, you know, and I was so happy that it wasn't, that it actually had some depth to it. So, how about that? How about when that he finally gets the suit from the Wakandans? That last episode, Tiff.
Oh my god! Blew my balls.
Go ahead.
That's crazy. But before that, you get the fifth episode is kind of like, I guess you'd call your
epiphany.
The build up to the last episode, because we get some resolution between.
We get the Isaiah
Sam
story.
Sam and Bucky.
Yeah, we get an understanding with Sam and Bucky.
But the fucking fight that they have
in a garage, and Buck Walker
so
just going
good.
Crazy. He's just going crazy. Rips the wings off of Sam.
Yes.
Bucky mad so at good. Sam. He look at him like he a piece of shit laying on the ground. Like, this is all your fault, punk.
So in this episode, we see that he receives an other than honorable discharge. You know, he's stripped of his title. He's going to get no benefits.
Well, it is such a thing here, Tiff, because he murdered somebody. So he should be in jail, but just think of all the service that he did for the country because he was a distinguished soldier, man. It was like, damn, you know, and y'all do this, and this is what happens, but you did murder somebody, you know. But it was combat, but the dude was defenseless. But was he defenseless?
It's
defenseless because he was a super soldier? And, you know, it's just, it was very complicated. Very well done.
But then he gets approached by Valentina Allegra de Fontaine.
Lady Hydra shows up on the scene. That's who she is.
The whole thing, you guys, this whole fuck, if you haven't seen the show, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's been the highlight of my year.
Get out of here and go watch it.
It's been the highlight of my year.
Yes, the last episode when he like fucking the whole thing. Every time you think that you're like, oh,
this is how this is gonna go.
I'm not gonna see anything else that I'm.
Oh no.
Gonna be like, yeah, but then something else happens and you're like, holy shit.
Well, the suit, totally 100% comic accurate. You know, I'm like, wow. I didn't think they were going to go exactly like the comic book, but they did. And it looked good, Tiff. And his flying was awesome. That whole thing with the helicopter and cat and mouse and, you know, Bud Walker showing up and getting his little shield destroyed. I felt so bad he got his shield destroyed. I was like, damn, he got his shield destroyed. He made that shield.
He can't win.
He can't win. But I was happy that he had the right attitude at this point. You know, he wasn't like, trying to hurt them any longer. He was on the team at that point. And I was like, that was like good, because he don't need to be the enemy. You know, he's an asshole in the comic book, way worse than he is on the show. But he still, you know, it's supposed, he's on the side of America, whatever that means. You know what I'm saying? Whether if it's the dirty shit or the good shit, you know. And so, you know, Carly goes too far, of course. Her own people didn't even trust her anymore. And I was surprised they were still rolling with her at this point. Because she, you know, we're going to die, you know, one people. And they like, what, bitch, we don't have to die?
And they were like, one world, one people.
Right. We don't have to die, bitch. What's this newfound we want to die stuff, you know?
But I do think that, like, when this kind of stuff happens, part of the reason why some people keep going along with it is because they're like, well, they still believe in the cause and they think that they will like, oh, when she's burnt herself out, which is obviously going to happen here sometime soon, then what, somebody else is going to take over.
No, she was talking about burying all of them and stuff.
But yeah, she was. She was like, no, we're all going to die today.
Yeah. It's cool, everybody. It's cool.
Great. Right. It's great because the movement will live on. And they're like,
and they all like,
you're right. They're like, you one people.
I can jump to the top of a house in one bound. Why I want to get this shit up?
So, it would have been great if one of them just like hopped away.
I'm out, bitch. So, but that doesn't happen, man. But the to me though, you know, everybody's defeated, and then Sam's speech at the end. Now, I was talking to a good friend about it. He was like, he was disappointed that the final boss battle had to be, you know, this speech against, you know, the powers that be. And he was like, not because it wasn't a good speech, that's where we are in this world right now, that, you know, that could actually be a thing. And I said, that's a very, very good point. But it had happened, and it almost had me. I was choked up listening to his, you know, his speech, because it's applicable to everything happening right now, you know. Yeah. And I was just sitting there like, so well done, man. So, and because Sam is a therapist, it to me, it resonated more with the character, because, yeah, that's exactly what he would do. He's a talker, you know. He's reasonable. He's a talker. He wants to figure it out that's going to be work best for everybody. And, you know, those people were ready to mobilize troops on civilians and do all this stuff. What a mess the blip would have been to everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, especially when he would say stuff like, well, these people been living in this house for 5 years, but what about the people who was gone and came back and somebody been living in their house for 5 years? And I'm like,
yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, that's some problems, man.
I don't even know if, so there would be all that sorts of problems when the people left, when, you know.
Yeah.
But it would, then when they came back, I don't know if people would make it.
The problem with the world is that everybody wants to keep the people who were gone would want to keep their borders. And with Skrulls invading and, you know, what do you call it? Thanos and stuff. The world should have dropped all that shit, you know, and just be like, look, we do need to become one people, because this is crazy. We in this universe by ourselves at this point. We can squabble amongst
just
each other.
Just a tiny rock.
Exactly. And so that's what did not happen after the blip. You know, you notice on these shows, we've seen a little bit of Sword with Wanda, but they didn't really go into how deep Sword is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, how many governments is involved with Sword and stuff like that. So, I don't know, man. I thought it was well done, Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. But I mean, God damn it. They exceeded my expectations with this. You know, I've been nervous about all this Marvel stuff, you know, but not anymore. It was excellent. You guys got to go watch this.
Fun, and I feel like emotionally resonant and well done and well acted and like, damn.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Good. That's all that needs to be said. I'm the host of this train wreck. My name is Montego. Missed it, but all the way up to the top. With me is my smooth co-host, Miss Templebot.
That's not true. It's been a pleasure as always.
Indeed. So until next week, man, we're going to do probably the Michael B. Jordan movie. So go check that out. It's on Prime. I forgot the name of that movie, man.
You did Prime. It's on there. When you open up Prime, it's being advertised.
Yeah, it's actually their number one movie right now, so that's cool.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Look, I'm trying to stall so I can literally look down and see what's
the
name of this
movie. What is it called?
It's called Without Remorse, Michael B. Jordan. So that's what we're going to do next week.
Oh, got it.
All right, man. Don't forget to check out our Patreon. We'll see you guys next time. And until next week, we will be
on Patrol.